morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, tomorrow is, of course, the birthday of our nation, July 4th. On July 5th, it happens to be my brother's birthday, but the reason that we're talking about Backyard and Beyond today is that July 5th is also the 18th birthday of Backyard and Beyond. I'm not sure where that time has gone, but it has flown by. And, you know, when I do the math, that comes out to about 4,680 programs. Now, there were a few exceptions, like 9/11, the day there was a tornado in the area, Champions football game, but probably less than a dozen of those in 18 years when Backyard and Beyond was not there on KJAN at 9:45 for you to listen to. And since you are hearing me today, you are somebody who probably listens fairly often. I know some of you have your KJN radio on all the time. Others, just kind of depends on the day, tune in. And then others, I know, will be listening to this on the web. And that was a fairly recent addition, a really nice opportunity to let people hear Backyard and Beyond who couldn't hear it wherever they were, or perhaps 9:45 was just not a good time for them. It's kind of the middle of the morning. So wherever you're listening, thank you very much. So looking back, you know, if you are a person who listens often, perhaps there are some that come to mind, maybe something that was helpful to you, maybe something that was funny, maybe something where we were talking to somebody you knew, and so you perhaps have some memories of Backyard and Beyond. Now, I used to keep a list of where everybody came from, wherever they were located when we were visiting with them, and so the list of towns in Iowa was well over 100, and some of them, or a few of them, were towns that I'd never heard of until somebody was on Backyard and Beyond from that hometown. And then there were countries around the world, either we talked to somebody in that country a few times, such as Canada or France or Switzerland, and then other times we visited with people who had been in those countries and were now back in the area. So whatever, we covered a lot of different countries. We talked about a lot of different countries. And then there were those oddball, what I call oddball topics. What are we going to talk about today on Backyard and Beyond? Such as ballpoint pens, when did they start, where did they come from, how they progressed. Petroleum jelly, all the many uses and how that came to be. Fun one, well, lots of them are fun. Most of them are fun. Nylon hosiery, what's the history of nylon hosiery? And some of you listening were around in the days of World War II when nylon hosiery was a real luxury. That was something that because of wartime resources, not many people had. And Backyard and Beyond, you know, some people thought when we started that, hope they no longer think that Backyard and Beyond meant that we were always going to talk about landscaping and growing plants and all that related kind of information. Well, not true, although gardening and plants is often a topic. Backyard and Beyond, just to remind you, means what's happening in your backyard and what's happening beyond your backyard. And it took a while, quite a few miles of walking, actually, to come up with that title. But when it comes down to it, you know, we have talked to people that kind of make the news. Do you remember Fred Grandy, the golfer on Love Boat? He then became a U.S. House of Representatives from Iowa. He was originally from Sioux City, graduated from Harvard University, went on to do the acting career. Just a little side note, he was roommate of David Eisenhower and was the best man at David Eisenhower's wedding. But then after his stint as a representative, he became the president of Goodwill Industries International, 1995-2000, and then went on to, would you believe, radio work. He was on National Public Radio. He had sponsored some other programs. So he went from TV to radio. Oftentimes it's the other way around. And then there was a former Miss America, the governor's wife, Bubba Sorensen, the artist of The Rock, got to visit with him, actually, when he was still a student at Iowa State University, when he was still just a one rock guy, and now has moved on to many more. And then there is Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, I visited with him, and somebody told me, well, you don't look that old. But, of course, Abraham Lincoln is our own Lee Williams from Wyoda. So there are those people that, kind of make news. You may hear their names in various places. But the bottom line is the most important and often the most interesting people are just what we would say are ordinary people. But, everybody has a story to tell from sometime in their lifetime. We'll often talk to students and former students to find out what they're doing now in their lives. One of the ones I recall, favorite person I recall, was a 99-year-old lady in Audubon who read 3 newspapers a day and was thinking about getting a computer. Man, now there's an example to follow. Another person just came to mind is Bob Anderson. We talked about schoolhouses, and Bob Anderson's known for a lot of things, but that was one of them. So, again, you maybe could make a list. If you visit often, you could make a list of people that you recall that we visited with. Because, again, the most important people are those that are locally here that have stories to tell, and we want to continue that. So it's always helpful when you can give me ideas. Sometimes it's about a person, what they are doing now or what they have done or where they're living. Sometimes it's about an event, what's happening in terms of community, what people should know about. And we sometimes can give more details than they might read about in the paper or hear about on just a short news announcement. So we like to get those details in and sometimes the interesting side stories. So all of that's important to get from you, and I always appreciate those suggestions that you give to me for information on Backyard and Beyond. So as we mentioned, we have thousands of programs, but hopefully a number more to go. I'm thinking, we're getting awfully close to 5,000, so perhaps I need to keep a record here a little more close and think about when we're going to reach number 5,000 for Backyard and Beyond. So until next time, just remember, thanks for listening, and tell me what you want to hear on Backyard and Beyond.